how has your Christmas been so far?
Reasonably good.
You think we had a typo in the bulletin? Yes, oh yes, with leaving out the children's part. No, it wasn't a typo. It just happened that way. I'm so glad you... So, what so far has been your favorite part of Christmas? The gifts. What was your favorite gift? You don't even remember. All right, must not have been that important. And Jacob, what's been your favorite part so far? Yes, coming to church. I think so too. Since he couldn't talk. What's been your favorite part? Did you get some fun things and did you get to see family? And did you enjoy that? Yeah, that's all a part of what it is to be Christmas. But this morning, John tells us something really important about Christmas. He goes on about how in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and all of this stuff. But at the very end, he says, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh and lived among us. What do you think he's talking about? Any ideas? Come follow me. Come. Don't be afraid. That's what the angel said, by the way. Come on. So the Word became flesh. God's Word. God's Word is usually about love. God's always saying, love one another, love your enemies, all of that kind of cool stuff. And God says, and the Word became flesh. Can you think of what maybe? Jesus. Do you think? Yeah, the Word became flesh, and here it is, right here, fleshy stuff, just like this, fleshy stuff. The Word became flesh, and where did it live? Among us. So if that's the case, this Christmas, where's God? Among us, right here. Definitely not that guy. You see him anywhere? Oh. So he's not like sitting in the pew. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us means where is God? Well, in our hearts and in our minds and in our community, all of us together. God is present even though you don't see God sitting in the pew wearing a nice suit. Because I only see, are there any suits? My son is the closest, that is scary. Closest thing to a suit we have is Seth. So, God becoming flesh and dwells among us in Jesus, even though maybe we don't see that God. We know because God is love, and God's love is dwelling among all of us. Great. And I want you guys to have an absolutely fabulous Christmas. And thank you for not making me do the children's sermon all by myself.